Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 439. I think we have a great show lined up for you today. With us on the line from Cincinnati is Ed Krasinski, Associate Director of Market Strategy and Planning for the North American Oral Health Department of Procter & Gamble. And he is in Cincinnati, but live on the phone. Before we get to him, let me remind you, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. All past episodes of this show, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Also, if you would please tell your friends that on June 10th, from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., I will be holding my 6th annual Dentistry from the Heart event. It's a charity event where we do free fillings, free extractions, and free cleanings to anyone who comes. Everybody there that day is volunteering. It's really cool. It's held at 4308 North High Street in Clintonville. And if you want more information, call 614-262-9588. All right. So, Ed, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being on the show with me. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific, Dr. Kvitko. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks
for
having me.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's really cool. So let me just tell people what it is that you do, or what I think it is that you do with Procter & Gamble. And that is, you guys at Procter & Gamble have a long history of consumer research. You understand how we think probably better than we understand how we think ourselves. And somebody along the line got the idea that you could help put that knowledge and expertise in play to help dentists kind of design and orient their office in a way to make a better patient experience. Would that be it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes.
So P&G has long been known as a leader in consumer products, and that you guys, the products make people's lives better, and you've been doing it since 1837. So what do you think it is about Procter & Gamble that has allowed the company to not only survive but thrive for 179 years?
Yeah, you know, Procter & Gamble has been around for 179 years. It's one of the oldest U.S.-based companies, and the reason why the company has sustained itself for that long is most people know Procter & Gamble as a publicly traded company, but inside the company, it's more of a mission-based company. And that's being a mission-based company allowed us to survive for that long because we, in some small way, want to be able to improve the lives of the world's consumers just a little bit every day. And so some things you may not know about us is we employ more scientists and researchers than any other function that we have in Procter & Gamble. And we're constantly out with the consumer trying to understand how they work in their homes and use our products, different products, how they perform different tasks. So we're out with consumers every day. And that's, you know, if you understand the consumers, you can make the products that delight them in small ways every day.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you a little side story. When I was in dental school, I had a part-time job, and it was developing x-rays, hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them over the 2 years that I did this, for a Crest test. Remember the Crest tests? We all heard about those in the marketing and the media, where you guys would go out and examine children and take x-rays and have them use the product and then come back and check their, they call it decayed, missing, and filled teeth.
So, yeah.
Those were real. I developed the crazy x-rays.
Look, Mom, no cavities. You were part of that.
Yes. Yes. So, awesome. And so basically, yeah, making people's lives a little easier. is kind of the mantra, right?
That is the mantra, yeah. And just a couple of quick tidbits, if I may.
Sure.
There are a couple of things that we do that are unique. So our Dawn dishwashing soap, when there's a natural disaster like an oil spill, we send truckloads of Dawn to those areas, and it cleans up wildlife quite nicely. Yeah. When there's hurricanes, we actually have a couple of semi-trailers, which, looking at your skill level, you can probably drive some of those big rigs for us. But we put washing machines in those, so the folks that are afflicted by hurricanes and don't have clean water can wash their clothes. And we also have bathrooms where we also make Charmin, and so we have these big portable bathrooms that can go to hurricane areas where, you know, it's just the simple things that make people's lives a little easier, especially during natural disasters. So we do that too.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. In fact, I wanted to mention, among others, P&G product lines include Bounty, Charmin, Love's, Pampers, Tide, Gain, Febreze, Downy, Gillette, Old Spice, Pantene Pro-V, and Head & Shoulders, Crest, Braun, and Oral-B, which of course is our connection. But and there are many more. So, yeah, I didn't even realize just how many different times I use a Procter & Gamble product in my own life.
Yeah, well, so, thank you for using those.
You must
that was
have
a
been.
Nice commercial.
So, okay, so like I said, now through P&G and your team, using your expertise to help dentists. So, in a nutshell, what is it that you do?
Yeah, so interestingly, I'm the market strategy and planning person, which means all of the new items, all of the commercial programs that we put out in the marketplace go through my organization. And I did that both for our retail groups and for our professional groups. And when I was out with our customers on the retail side, they would ask me the same questions over and over again, and we would try to go off and solve those questions. And they asked questions like this. They would ask, in our business, how can Procter & Gamble help us attract more shoppers to my stores? How can I get more of my shoppers to put more items in the basket? And how can I make my shoppers more loyal to my outlet so they don't cherry pick my ad and they come in and they, you know, buy the products that they need, but not always, you know, the ones that are just on the ad at the best prices.
Right.
Can you help me with that? And so there are techniques that we can use that do that. But when I became a manager in this profession, I got asked the same questions. It was different. It's different the way professionals ask it, but they were basically the same questions. So professionals would ask questions like, how can I attract more patients to my practice? How do I get more patients to accept the treatment plans that I'm recommending to them? And how do I get more patients to be loyal to my practice? And in general, you know, we all know a loyal patient generally does not cancel appointments. They have better referrals. They're healthier patients. And basically, those questions, just from a researcher's standpoint, are about the same. So what we thought is, can we use our consumer researching techniques in the dental industry? And the answer came back, yes. And we put a whole program together, starting with patient psychology, understanding what was in the brain of a patient all the way through the time that they decided to select a dental office to visit to the time that they leave. And we wanted to know everything that was in the patient's brain during that time period. So there was a lot of things in common between the two types of businesses, and that's how this whole thing got started.
Wow. Like I said, you know more about me than I know about me and all of the people around me. Actually, I have a son-in-law who is a professor of brain science at Syracuse, and he does a little bit of what you're talking about, where they know, for example, that when a person walks into a store, they look up and to the right, that sort of thing, right?
That's exactly right. yeah, that's exactly right. So he might also know when you go into a dental office, the first 2 or 3 minutes, the patient doesn't see anything other than the person at the front desk. So if there's any products that you have or any brochures on the front desk, the patient really doesn't see those because they're more worried about, is the office on time? Is my credit card paid up? What's the copay? There's a whole list of things in their brain. So, you know, we've made changes of even where we put our educational materials in the office.
Wow. So now, what kind of comments do you get from dentists who've actually used your service? So, like, do they hear from their patients about their office and their dental experience? I mean, what are you hearing after you've worked with a dentist?
Yeah, so here's how that works, Dr. Kaviko. So what we do is we'll set up a full research plan with the office, and we'll talk to patients prior to changing the office. We call that our control. And patients will ask them a series of questions. So they'll have gone through the office. So they'll have gone through, you know, your office and whatever protocol you use from the time the patient walks through the door to the time they leave. That's our control.
Okay.
And then we change the office. There's a researcher's term for that. It's called orchestration. And orchestration is adding stimulus to change behavior. So then we'll change your office. We'll change all those different areas that we know that patients are more receptive to dental education. We'll change all of that. And then we'll bring those patients back in for a second time, and we'll ask them a series of questions, the same type of questions, to see what they remembered and see what they saw. And then we make adjustments from there to tighten it down to provide the best patient experience possible. And we not only change, when I say change the office, it doesn't mean that we're like breaking down walls, we're bringing in bulldozers, we're changing things. It means that we're putting educational materials, we're reskinning the interior of the office, so to speak, in the 7 areas where we know that patients will pay attention.
I see. Okay, so it doesn't require the bulldozer.
Yeah, no. And you know what? Since you're the most interesting dentist, I know that you probably know how to drive a bulldozer.
You're right, I do.
Building your hockey rink. Of course you would, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have a washer dryer in my rolling studio as well. So maybe I can join you in after hurricane somewhere, and we'll put some Tide in there.
That'd be great.
Hey, I do have to go to a break. You can hang with me, right?
Yes, I'll be here.
Okay, because what we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from Weisdumber Florist. But before we do the question, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And the question of the day is, which of the following are P&G product lines? Is it A, Bounty Charmin Loves and Pampers? B, Tide Gain Febreze and Downy? C, Gillette Old Spice Pantene Pro-V and Head & Shoulders? D, Crest Braun and Oral-B? Or E, all of the above. All right, the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdumber Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back, and the winner of the free flowers was Donna in Worthington. All right, so Donna, enjoy those flowers, and we'll make sure that they get to you from Vice Denver. All right, so hey, Ed, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let me just remind folks, this is episode number 439. We have Ed Krasinski, Associate Director of Market Strategy and Planning for the North American Oral Health Department of Procter & Gamble. He's live from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we've been talking about how Procter & Gamble can help dentists improve the patient experience. And I was pretty intrigued by this because, I don't know, it never crossed my mind that you guys would be able to do this. But clearly, as you've been able to show dentists, it makes a difference. So how long between when you first go in and you do the initial polling or questioning of patients and then you have them back, how long is that? Is it a six-month process, a three-month process?
Yeah, it can be that. It can be as short as a couple of weeks, depending on what type of study we want to run. So if it's a study on scripting the message, so we do scripting studies as well, where we have a certain protocol and a script that we want the dental professional to use. They've worked with us on that script. And we'll have 10 offices that don't use the script, and we'll have 10 offices that use the script. And you can get results right away on something like this. If it's more, if we're trying to get patients to accept more preventive treatment, then the length of time between the results is greater.
Okay.
Some of the things we look for actually is improved treatment acceptance and at-home compliance. So, what's your batting average on getting a patient to go from a no or a maybe to a yes? So we can measure that. At-home compliance, Dr. Kavitko, this one's an interesting one because the technology of some of the instruments that we use for prevention is going crazy when it comes to being able to monitor how the patients are using products at home via compliance. So we have a power brush out there. It's called Crest Oral-B Pro 5000 that has Bluetooth capability, and it holds the last 20 brushing sessions. So if the patient comes in, and you've given them specific brushing instructions because they have a certain issue or in a quadrant, they can, if they opt in, show you their last 20 brushing sessions. So there's immediate feedback there. And obviously, production and revenue are important. You can measure that. And you can also measure the patient experience through some of the polling that we do with the surveys.
Yeah, that's really cool. The thing about the Bluetooth capability is when we ask people all the time, okay, have you been brushing on a regular basis? And you can just tell in the body language that their answer isn't exactly truthful.
I have a
feeling it'd be like, they're not going to bring it with them because they're going to say, like, my dog ate my homework. I forgot the Bluetooth information, doc, but I've been brushing.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like when they ask me, and I'm in the business, you know, Ed, did you floss? You know, my eyes go down. Oh, no. I did before I came here.
Well, we can tell that. Here's what happens. People don't brush their floss for quite a while after they're cleaning. And then about 4 days before their visit, they're in there scrubbing and flossing. And we can see because they've cut their gums. You know, there's all this redness. And anyway.
They tried.
Yeah, the most common answer is not as much as I wanted to. All right, now, I would assume that, well, let's put it this way. I do a lot of very nervous people. So how much of what you do is it done with the fact in mind that the majority of people seem to be afraid to go to the dentist? So, mm-hmm. You know, for example, do you think specifically about making themes seem less scary for dental phobes, or is that part and parcel with what you would normally do?
No, that's, you know, this isn't something that's new to the dentists and the industry. Is they know there's a certain amount of patient anxiety. And the whole idea of this, though, is from a psychology standpoint, is when patients are anxious, when we as human beings are anxious, it really affects our decision-making. And you can't really make your best decisions when you're anxious because your brain's not functioning properly. Heart rate's up, and you get more conservative by nature. So to try to get somebody to agree to a treatment plan when they're highly anxious is difficult to do. So what we learned is that a more educated patient is a less anxious patient. So here's one of the techniques that we use with offices and this is stuff that you see all the time. I go into hundreds of offices every month, and I see it everywhere. So the single biggest thing that I see in offices are these things called magazines. Mm. And they're all over the place. And, you know, patients are reading magazines. But if you think about it, the average wait time in a waiting room is anywhere between 15 and 25 minutes. If you switched it, if you took all the magazines out and you brought in educational dental TV that you use on the monitors.
Right.
And you talk about not only your practice, you humanize your practice. And what I mean by that is the people that work for you and you yourself will explain your personal credo. You'll show great before and after pictures of the work that you'll do. You'll explain certain procedures so people get less nervous. And you'll educate them on the 6 or 7 most common issues that people face. So can I give you a quick example?
Oh, sure.
Do we have time for that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Actually, do we have to? It's time for a break, I think. Why don't we use that as a tease? Remember what you were going to say, and we'll get that when we come back from the break. And I also, don't let me forget, I need to find out how you were able to throw out the first pitch at the Cincinnati Reds game yesterday. But we'll go with what you were about to tell me first, and then we'll get the answer to that. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 439, and we will be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Thank you.
we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Ed Krasinski of Procter & Gamble. And you know what, Ed? I just realized I forgot to tell people what the answer to the question of the day was. the answer was all of the above. You guys make all those products. I had separated them into categories, you know, paper products and cleaning products and, you know, personal hygiene and tooth, oral health. But I forgot to mention, I guess I assumed everybody knew that. All right. So before the break, you were about to tell me what?
Yes. So in the waiting rooms, we talked about removing the magazines and adding more education. We found that using the monitor, the television monitor, is the most effective way, because if there's no distractions, people will naturally gravitate and watch the TV.
Right.
So, you know, it's not just about dental, you know, procedures when you have the TV. It's about humanizing your practice. It's about talking the weather, sports, all that. But then you're peppering in passive education on dentistry. So one of the cool things for me as a researcher is we had a patient that watched that, and there were small, like 30-second snippets on things like gum disease, et cetera. And this patient went back to the doctor and said, "Hey, look, I was watching that TV, and I noticed that that bleeding gums is not normal." the person said, I thought everybody's gums bled a little bit when they were flossing or doing this. And he said, "And I saw some of the products that you use, some were RX and some were over-the-counter, that I can use to prevent that from happening. I didn't realize it could lead to, you know, gum disease or worse." And so what the doctor told me was interesting. He said, "You know, after that experience with that patient, the patient actually self-recommended to me, and it took some of the burden off me to always be the one who's, you know, hammering the patient about, you know, treatment." And so that's what this whole patient psychology thing is about, is uncovering those little golden nuggets of information and then applying them across the practice. So that's my example on, you know, dental TV.
Awesome. And you know what you said there? See, I have a TV monitor that has my before and afters and things like that. But one of the things I just picked up on is I did not include our community involvement pictures. So it sounds like I should have pictures of me out doing my health fairs, out doing my touch a truck events. If I happen to be lucky enough to throw out the first pitch and had a picture of it, I should have that. Am I right?
You're right. You're 100% right, because that allows the patient to establish a connection with you, especially new patients.
So I should have a picture of me driving the Zamboni then?
You should, and playing the drums. And if you climb some mountains with me, you can be the dentist of the Sherpas.
Okay. We'll have to work on that. So tell me, because this is so cool, how did you come to throw out the first pitch at the Reds game? And got to ask, did you make it to home plate or did you bounce it there?
well, you know, there's always a lot of pressure on you when you're out there. So this is my third time doing it, and I'm a heart and stroke survivor.
Awesome.
And yeah, thank you. And my youngest son interned with the Reds for a while, and I got a chance to throw out the first pitch the last few years on behalf of the American Heart and Stroke Association. Partly because, you know, it's a horrible thing having a stroke.
Right.
And with treatment and therapy, you can make it back, all the way back, and you can even throw a pitch 60 feet. And my pitch yesterday, my hands got clammy always. So I used to throw a knuckleball, believe it or not, and it was always like my go-to. I knew I could get that one over the plate, but even then, mine didn't hit the dirt, but it was high and outside.
Oh, okay. Hey, high and outside is okay. Better than hitting the dirt.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
It's terrifying. You go out there and everybody's staring at you, and there are nobody else out in the field. So, but I do that on behalf of the American Heart and Stroke Association, the wonderful people, wonderful professionals that can bring you back, compassionate people. And it's really my pleasure and my honor to do that on their behalf.
Awesome. That is so great. And what a cool story. Well, Ed, you're an interesting guy. What you do is awesome. I might want to hook up with you and talk a little bit off the air about my office. And maybe we can have you on the show again sometime. What do you think?
I would love to. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. All right. That's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And don't forget about my Dentist from the Heart event this Friday, June 10th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And one last little plug. There is a Movies in the Park, my local Rotary, Clintonville Rotary host. It's at Whetstone Park next Saturday, June 11th at 8:30. It's free. Come. And the movie is, what is the movie? Inside Out. All right. So be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.